I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The National Crime Victims Research and Treatment Center, located in Charleston, has recently been awarded a nearly $18 million grant from the Office for Victims of Crime. This funding will be used to establish the Mass Violence and Victimization Resource Center. To talk about this new National Resource Center is Dr. Dean Kilpatrick. He's the director of the National Crime Victims Research and Treatment Center in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at MUSC. Dr. Kilpatrick, what is the goal of this new National Resource Center?
The goal of the center is to really improve the way that victims are treated and the services they get after mass violence incidents.
And who might the people be who are going to be receiving services from this center in the future?
Well, it would be the direct victims of those incidents, their family members, people who are injured, people who have psychological injuries resulting from those incidents, as well as some first responders and others who serve the victims in those situations.
Once the center is up and running, how will these services be dispensed to the people that really need them all over the United States?
Right. One of the things that's very important to mention is that we are doing this collaboratively with the Office for Victims of Crime. And so we will not only be providing services here, but we will also be collaborating with our partner agencies in all over the country to provide these services. So we'll be getting information together about what works and what doesn't work. We will be making recommendations about how things can be done better. And we will be facilitating some of the responses that are criminal justice-wide as well as mental health overall.
What has been learned so far that can be applied to this national center as far as delivering the type of services and help that people really need who are impacted by mass violence?
We've learned a lot of things through research of various types of these incidents in the past. And one of the things that we know is that there's a lot more attention in the immediacy of an event. There's less attention about the long aftermath. And so part of what we know is that people need services. They need help from victims' assistance. They need a coordinated response that's there for the long haul, because basically after these things happen, people are in it for the long haul.
I understand there's going to be some kind of online resources specifically tailored to individuals impacted by mass violence. What will that be like?
Well, we've learned a lot from our experience with the Mother Emanuel shooting here, and one of the things that we did was to develop an online app that's designed to provide some self-help information to victims and families and those that are affected by this that talk about some of the mental health problems that people might have, and then some practical things that you can do to help yourself afterwards, and then also some resources about where you can get help if you need more than that. For the new center, one of the things we're going to be doing is modifying that. We will have more information about just general stress management and self-care, which we think will be very helpful because this can be made available to people all over the country.
Dr. Kilpatrick, thanks for providing this update about the Mass Violence Victimization Resource Center.
My pleasure.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.